Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. It's Sunday night as I'm recording the full moon podcast episode for Monday night's full moon in Capricorn. It's dark outside and also dim in the room I'm sitting in. It's rained off and on all day. And right now, there is a chorus of tree frogs out in my rhododendron bush and in the other shrubs and on the trees and on all the plants, it sounds like chorusing. So if there's a weird sound in the background, it's the tree frogs. Tomorrow's full moon is a very intriguing one that comes at us with very different energies. And a focus on staying present with the body. So let's dive into that. And let's start with something that's not the full moon. Look at the chart and find Mars and Uranus in Gemini. They're not exactly conjunct yet, but they are functionally. In fact, we can argue that Mars applying to conjunct Uranus is stronger, more buzzy, more energized than the exact moment will be. After all, Gemini loves anticipation. This Mars-Uranus conjunction is close to the top of the most challenging aspects of 2026 list, which, given the astrology of this year, is saying a lot. We can anticipate this pairing linking up to unpredictable danger, unexpected conflict, crazy wild ideas, and destabilizing change. The beginning of Gemini is a really generative, out-of-the-box place for ideas and communication of all kinds. Putting Mars and Uranus together takes things out of the realms of ideas and pushes them into, sure, let's try this right now. What could go wrong? We're already in a news cycle that seems off the rails. So I'm confident we don't need more instability. Yet here we are. Now let's look at the full moon, the brightest moon each lunar month, the time when the sun and moon, our luminaries, are in their most intense conversation face to face. The moon is in early Capricorn, a place so deeply grounded in the physical, it doesn't have language. The moon rules our emotions and our bodies. Where do we store our emotions, especially the difficult, unprocessed ones? In our bodies. This moon is currently out of bounds. She is outside the limits of the sun's orbit around the Earth. She's marching to her own drum, listening to her own inner self. This is a full moon based in physical sensation and the knowing that lives in the body. The sun in early Cancer focuses on emotional bonds that support caring and nurturing. This sun is ruled by the moon. How we care for ourselves and others is, at this time, about what we feel and how we feel in our bodies. This full moon chart offers both intense, off-the-rails mental activity, language, and ideas, Mars and Uranus, and a deep focus on physical sensation and the emotions carried in the body. It's definitely worth checking your birth chart to see where Mars and Uranus show up and where the sun and moon are placed. This will point to which of these very different approaches to life may feel more present and alive for you. These two patterns, the Mars-Uranus conjunction and the full moon, do connect. Let's look at how. The outer planets, Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus, have been connecting with trines and sextiles for some months now, moving in and out of exact aspects, but maintaining a shallow triangle that includes a trine from Pluto in early Aquarius to Uranus in early Gemini, as both Pluto in Uranus sextile Neptune in Aries. Now Mars has joined the group, adding this personal planet, the planet of action, of how we get stuff done, makes this outer planet pattern more real, more accessible, and more action-oriented. The full moon at 8 degrees 14 minutes of Cancer and Capricorn squares both Saturn at 14 degrees 8 minutes of Aries and Neptune at 4 degrees 24 minutes of Aries. The two Aries planets challenge the instinctive, grounded nurturing of the full moon to do something, to act. The connection is Neptune in Aries, who sextiles Pluto, Uranus, and Mars while squaring the sun and moon. But Neptune in Aries is tough to interpret. Neptune is about dissolving into the cosmos, Aries is about the single and singular moment of birth. Neptune is about dreams, visions, perceptions beyond the individual and difficult to articulate clearly. Aries is individual, is about clarity, focus, and doing a thing. With Neptune in Aries, we can have anything from acting on false beliefs to having the courage to dive deeply into cosmic experience, accompanied by difficulties in telling one from the other. Let's throw in one more source of confusion. Mars and Uranus in Gemini are ruled by Mercury, who has just stationed retrograde in Cancer. Rather than supporting Mars and Uranus's urge to move forward fast, Mercury says, hold on. We need to talk about this and probably revise some stuff. It's genuinely difficult to predict how each of us will experience this intriguingly complex full moon. Yet if we go back to the full moon herself, she offers a solution. A nurturing sun opposing a grounded moon. Not highly verbal. Struggling to express what we feel in language. And yet, if we keep coming back to the body, back to who we are, in our skin, right now, we know. We can feel it. We don't have to explain it. It's there. There's so much going on in the world and in our lives these days. The number and complexity and impact of ongoing events is really hard to wrap my head around. The key message of this full moon in Capricorn is stay grounded. Touch grass. Don't try to put stuff into words that isn't ready to be said. We can nurture, care, and connect without lots and lots of words. We can support each other with our basic humanity. Not flashy, not trendy, just basics. Food, water, a safe place, showing up, being present. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you the insight, which we will all need, to tease apart the very different threads of this particular full moon. And still, I am convinced that if we stay present with ourselves, we will find the right way. As always, thank you for listening.